from Washington, this is VOA News. The United States and its main Arab allies have agreed to a coordinated campaign against ISIS. And the judge in the Pistorius case says not guilty. I'm Joe Palca reporting from Washington. The U.S. and its main Arab allies have agreed to a coordinated campaign against Islamic State militants. In a joint communique issued after meetings in Saudi Arabia today, America's regional allies promised to do their share in a comprehensive fight against ISIS. This is Iraqi Deputy Prime Minister Hoshyar Sabari.
The announcement of the new strategy announced by President Obama last night, I think it's a wise and a bold strategy. It will help to push back, to defeat ISIS. It relies a great deal on the local forces on the ground, especially the Peshmerga, especially the certain units of the Iraqi security forces who are non-sectarian, and also to develop even further procedures.
The qualified support followed Secretary of State John Kerry's meeting with officials from Six Nation Gulf Cooperation Council. The Oscar Pistorius trial was adjourned to Friday in South Africa after the judge absolved the star runner of all murder charges, but indicated he could still be found guilty of homicide.
Viewed in its totality, the evidence failed to establish that the accused had the requisite intention to kill the deceased, let alone with premeditation.
Judge Tokozil Masipa ended Thursday's proceedings abruptly without issuing a formal verdict for Pistorius, the Olympic sprinter known as the Blade Runner, who killed girlfriend and model Reva Steenkamp at his home last year. This is VOA News. NATO says about 1,000 Russian troops remain inside Ukraine, a day after Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko reported that most of the Russian forces assisting separatists there had returned home. A ceasefire, however, is holding in Ukraine's eastern region. In this report from Washington, VOA senior correspondent Andrei Dineshnera spoke with former U.S. Ambassador Jack Matlock, a longtime expert on Russia, about the situation in Ukraine.
Senior Russian officials, including Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, have recently stated there is no military intervention from Russia. But the last U.S. ambassador to the Soviet Union, Jack Matlock, disagrees.
Obviously, they're intervening. I think they would say, look, you guys intervene wherever you want to. You even invade, like the United States invaded Iraq, which had not attacked it, and we are essentially using the same methods.
Some experts have indicated that Russian President Vladimir Putin wants more than just to gain influence in that region, that he eventually wants to annex eastern Ukraine.
I don't think there is an intent to take it into adding to Russia. It would be a totally irrational intent. This is an economically depressed area.
Andrei Dineshnera, VOA News, Washington.
Mr. Poroshenko said Wednesday that 70% of the Russian troops in Ukraine had crossed back over the border. Thailand's government is denying allegations that people detained under martial law have been tortured, Steve Herman reports.
In a written response to the international human rights group Amnesty International, Thailand's junta says its internal investigation has found no evidence of alleged torture during the first 100 days of martial law, as alleged. Amnesty, along with a domestic organization, this week separately accused the military of abusing some of those who have been held under martial law. Rupert Abbott is the lead writer of the Amnesty report.
Those detained under martial law have referred to beatings, mock executions, attempted asphyxiation.
Thailand Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesman Sek Wanameti says all such allegations are taken seriously by government agencies, which refer them to the military junta. Steve Herman, Bangkok.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Americans paused Thursday to mark the 13th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. At the hallowed site where the World Trade Center Twin Towers once stood, family and friends read the names of the nearly 3,000 people killed in New York, at the Pentagon, and near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Mr. Obama and the First Lady led a moment of silence on the south lawn of the White House to coincide with the time at which the first hijacked plane crashed into New York. The Obamas also attended a ceremony at the Pentagon where hundreds were killed after a third hijacked jetliner crashed into the complex. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.